In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
As Jesus, the Son of God, was conceived by the Word and Spirit of God in the waters of Mary's womb, so now is he anointed by the same Word and Spirit of God in the waters of the Jordan River. And by his own holy baptism, he has consecrated and set apart the waters of your baptism as a rich and full washing away of your sins, as your anointing with his Holy Spirit, as your adoption as a dear child of God, your heavenly Father in Christ, and as your new birth and recreation in his image. To be sure, there is hardly anything pertaining to your Christian faith and life, your forgiveness and salvation, that is not found, first of all, in the grace and waters of your holy baptism. Indeed, hear the word of Christ himself this morning, that he is baptized in order to fulfill all righteousness, not for himself, for he alone is righteousness, but in order to fulfill all righteousness on your behalf. The baptism of our Lord is not only the beginning of the Epiphany season, but in a sense the beginning of Lent and of Holy Week as well. As Jesus enters the waters of the Jordan, he is passing the portal of no return on his journey to the cross and tomb. As he is immersed in those waters, he is for us already crucified, dead, and buried. In fact, everything that will happen to our dear Lord from this moment onward until his crucifixion on Good Friday is one long, continuous baptism into his death. As Jesus himself describes for his disciples at one point, I have a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how distressed I am until it is completed. Of course, he is speaking of his cross. Today, his crucifixion truly begins in the Jordan River, in a baptism that continues until death. Just as your entire life as well, from the font until the grave, is one continuous baptism, the death by drowning of your old Adam in the blood of the cross, and your resurrection in Christ. There is much debate as to the nature and purpose of St. John's baptism and how it relates to Christian baptism, but whatever it was before, when Jesus enters the Jordan, it is changed forever. And the baptism of Jesus has become your baptism. Only what is law and sin and death and judgment for Christ is for you the sweetest gospel, forgiveness, life, and salvation. This baptism is a call to repent, which turns you away from your sin and death to forgiveness and life. But you receive forgiveness because Christ receives your sin. His baptism is the place of a great exchange, unlike any in the department stores after Christmas. Christ goes into the water holy and sinless and perfect, but he comes out drenched and dripping in your sin, in your death and damnation. You go into the water covered with sins and dressed in filthy rags. And you come out dressed in the beautiful white robes of Christ and his perfect righteousness. Sin and death in exchange for life and salvation. None of this is fair. As much as we all hear about fairness from our children and these days on the news, St. John knows and he confesses that Jesus has it all backwards. For John knows that he too is a poor, miserable sinner like you, in need of a baptism from Jesus with the Spirit and fire for cleansing and forgiveness of sins. And he is right. That is what he needs and what you need. But to this very end, Christ himself humbles himself before John and submits to his baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. Now, how can this be? Does Jesus have sins to be forgiven for which he must repent? Yes, That is the very point. He has no sins of his own, to be sure, for he is holy and righteous, the perfect Son of God. But as the Lamb of God, he takes upon himself the sins of the world. He takes upon himself your sins. It is for those sins that he now repents. For those sins that he suffers and dies. For those sins that he receives forgiveness. Not for his own sake, but for you and your salvation. So does Jesus the Christ fulfill all righteousness by submitting himself to the law and the prophets personified by Saint John by his preaching and baptism of repentance. And Christ thereby assumes your place under the law. It is under that law that he humbles himself as the righteous servant, under that law that he is perfectly obedient in all the ways that you are not, and under that law that he is baptized into his cross. And as he has thus assumed your place, your sin, your death, your damnation in his baptism, so do you receive his place and all the righteousness he fulfills in your baptism. You see, everything that happens to Christ is for your sake, and he receives everything in heaven and on earth for you. Thus do you have a new identity, a new reality, a new life in him, so that when the Father looks at you, he does not see the sinner that you are, by nature sinful and unclean. He sees instead his own dear Son. And so he speaks his divine blessing now also concerning you. This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. And so likewise do you receive the Holy Spirit of God in the waters of your baptism, because Christ also is anointed with the Holy Spirit in his, and even his very baptism has become yours. In this respect, again, your baptism has an ongoing, lifelong, until death significance for you, just as it did for Christ. For indeed, it has set him on the way of his cross and has committed him to die in your stead. Just as your birth has an ongoing, lifelong significance for who you are, and just as your marriage unites and binds you to your spouse till death do you part, so are you born again through baptism and defined by it as a Christian. And so are you wedded by your baptism to the cross of Christ, and what is more, to Christ himself, who is your heavenly bridegroom. It is true that your baptism plunges you into his death, and it lays his cross upon you, so that each and every day of your life is both a drowning and a crucifixion of your sinful old Adam, through the deadly, painful process of contrition, repentance, and confession. But precisely as such, thereby sharing his death and burial through baptism, you are so bound to Christ that you have, in a sense, already a share in his resurrection and a participation in his divine eternal life as the beloved Son of God. And as such, even now, in the journey of your life through this wilderness of sin on earth, you receive the Holy Spirit and the word of absolution, the voice of God sounding from heaven with forgiveness for you on earth. And you are fed with the bread of life, the banquet of heaven, the marriage feast of your bridegroom, the body and blood of Christ, given and poured out for you here for the forgiveness of your sins, for the strengthening of your faith, and the preparation of your own flesh and blood for the resurrection of the body, for life and salvation in Christ. In the holy name of Jesus, and for his dear sake, amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.